Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. Oh God, that is who you are. Oh, that is who you are.
Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. That is what King David said in Psalm 63, verse 7. I remember a time when my gran contracted COVID. It was during the third wave, and I was very concerned because she has diabetes, and knowing that the COVID death rate was higher for those with underlying issues made me think that this was truly the time to say goodbye to my gran, you know? It was very difficult for me. So me and my younger sister decided to pray and ask God for help. And remember that we could not truly rely on any doctors or medicine, you know, because this was a new pandemic. It's still a new pandemic. And we just all trying to scramble and find our way through it. So we knew that we could only rely on God and nothing else. And we knew, well, I knew that her chances of survival based on stats were very low because of her age and her underlying issues. So eventually, 3 weeks after we started praying for my gran, she suddenly went from being unable to eat to being able to cook delicious meals for her grandchildren again. And yes, that is a miracle, because she just flipped. There was no progression. It was one day she's in bed, can't move, next day she's cooking. And so we knew that God's hand was in the situation. We knew that God heard our prayer and helped us in our time of need. But after this situation, you know, I sat back and I started to think about it. It got me thinking. It got me thinking about how we often only go to God once we have exhausted all other means to sort out our issue. In other words, we use God as our last resort. You know, because I was thinking, I only went to God when things were really bad, as a last resort. But I thought to myself, imagine how life would be if we as his children asked God for help as the first resort, not the last resort. In 2 Samuel 5 verse 19, this is what happens. This is what it says. So David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?" The Lord answered him, "Go, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into your hands." This scripture is very amazing, because here King David asked God for help before going to war, as the first resort, not the last resort. And because he asked God for his help before the war, the result was a smooth battle. The Israelites won smoothly, easily. But imagine if King David only started asking God for his help during the war, when he could see that his men are dying. Do you think it would have been the same outcome? No, I doubt it, because at that point, the damage would have been done, right? Some men would have been dead. He would have seen that, well, things are not going my way. Let me ask God now for help. But King David was wise. He did something different. He asked God for help before, as the first resort. See, God tells us in Matthew verse chapter 7, verse 7, to seek, knock, ask, and we shall find. But the problem is we often do that only after we've exhausted all other ways of trying to sort out our issues or problems. And the question I have for all of us today is God the one you call first when you need help? Or do you run to Google, to friends, to your spouse? Which one is it? And your answer to yourself will determine who you actually trust the most. You see, we worship a God who is our helper. We just need to learn to go to him for help. And today I want you to take the time to learn to ask God for help as a first resort, not the last resort. And I promise you, I think it might change the way you live your life and the way things go in your life. Because our God is a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. That is who he is. Ponder on that today. Amen.